This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the overview every week at this time. Jennifer and Victoria and Rich, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Rich McFadden, and I take the stories apart that are being discussed on news talk radio stations like the one you're listening to. So let's get into what's being talked about. The focus of the discussions on the fabulous news talk radio stations all around the country. In the news and being discussed a lot on the news talk, traditional news talk radio stations. This is not traditionally a news talk radio program, but because these folks are all seasoned conversationalists from many different stripes, it makes good sense for me to bring up the issues and you debate them or hear them discussed to see what it is that you may be thinking. You can follow us Twitter at DJV Show or Facebook.com/DJV Show as we count up from number 10 to number 1 with comments. Everybody jump in as you want to. The sports talk radio stuff is usually what comes in at number 10. No surprise there. The only thing that is of interest, I think, this week that's related is the NBA saying that if you are a player and you expect to get a paycheck from one of our teams, you better not be kneeling during the playing of the national anthem.
So much better than the NFL, which just embraces, in my estimation, the wrong message. I mean, Dallas.
Why? Is
well, because the Cowboys wanted to put a patch, just a patch, on their jersey.
No, I don't know. That isn't what I meant. Sorry, I asked you the wrong question at the wrong time. I asked you the right question at the wrong time. Why do you think the NFL is allowing its players to do, or turning a blind eye, whatever you want to call it, allowing the players like Copernicus to protest?
Or Colin Kaepernick.
And the NBA says, no, there's none of it in baseball. It'd be hard to kneel on the ice if you're a hockey player. So why football?
That's a great question. I don't know why. I know that obviously it's got to be something driven by the people running the NFL, right? So,
I don't know. I don't have an answer. I'm just asking you a question because I think it's worth reflecting on.
I mean, if you look at their history in the NFL, though, especially in the last couple of years, this type of stuff, these type of protests are embraced. And if you look at Major League Baseball, for instance, they're not doing it. The NBA now saying they're not going to issue paychecks. I mean, this is kind of what you want from the leadership of, you know, one of the most popular sports in the country.
Is this one? Is this due to the aggressive nature of football? And this is this kneeling thing aggressive? Is it?
It's due to it being the one of the biggest companies in the world and them being afraid to rule their employees. So
the NFL.
If they don't, it's bad leadership. Yeah.
I think a more interesting question to ask is, why is the NBA the only league that thought to write this as a rule? This has been a rule in the NBA forever. This is not something that's new as a reaction. So what was going on in the NBA's leadership that they felt they needed to write this in as a rule?
They probably needed to reiterate to their players. I mean, obviously, we have to look at the obvious here. The NBA and the NFL have more African-American players than the NHL or Major League Baseball, I would venture to guess.
Well, that's the question.
Well, why would they assume, but whenever this rule was written, why would they just assume that they needed to do this because their players may have more African-American players who, I mean, were they anticipating that they wouldn't want? Is this something that came from the 60s and this was an issue back then during the civil rights movement? It seems like there must be some sort of historical aspect to this, to the NBA being the only league with the rule.
I remember when David Stern took over. He took over amidst some there were some things going on, and he came in and kind of cleaned it up. And I'm not sure whether this was part of that or not.
Mm-hmm. And when was that? Do you remember?
He took over not David Stern.
Howard
Adam
Stern.
Silver took over for David Stern.
Stern was a 10 years
in 2014.
Stern was not popular.
It was the Golden State Warriors. Remember that whole mess with the racist owner?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right. It was the Clippers.
Yeah, the Clippers. That's right. The Clippers.
Perfect. All right. Next item here, the Emmy Awards. Don't know what there is to say about that other than the ratings.
That's a big story this week.
Been for a long time, yeah. Some people think Jimmy Kimmel did a good job. Some people didn't like the piano. It's always, it looked to me like they were bending over backwards to accomplish what the Oscars did not accomplish earlier this year. It just looked like that to me. There was, whether that is a racist comment in and of itself, I don't know, but I'm an observer, as you are observers. You observe and you think what you want.
Or maybe it looked the way it should have looked at the Oscars, where there was diversity and people were winning who deserved to win.
I think that's a very subjective point of view. I don't know that who deserves to win. I think it's clear that the Oscars have old white people doing all the voting. And did that skew the results? Of course it skewed the results. But, to say that just because it's back to this, just because your color is...
Right, let's just start judging people on their merits.
Well, no, but that's what I'm saying. There were no black nominations. It wasn't about who didn't win in the Oscars.
Was that because there were no good roles portrayed? Some people would say that. And how do you... You know, you and I might disagree with that point of view, but that's what a lot of old white people said was their point of view.
Aside from the race message of the Emmys and the Oscars and all of that storyline that kind of goes on behind the scenes or in the industry, I think the biggest piece to take away is kind of the failure of the traditional broadcast networks. I mean, if you look at the stuff that won, all cable. All the stuff that's being nominated now is on the non-traditional streaming networks. I think that's the big story, is that we're witnessing history here. We're witnessing a shift away from watching ABC, CBS, and NBC, and instead watching stuff on streaming devices, watching stuff on cable. I mean, that's a really big deal. It used to be the total opposite, that all the big, great TV shows were on the big major networks, and now it's all cable.
It's true. It was HBO had the most Emmy wins, and FX had the second most.
The People versus O.J. Simpson was huge.
And I don't get the Game of Thrones. That's the most violent, vulgar, horrible show.
I can't watch that show.
It is awful. And yet
I just find it gross.
Oh, it is gross.
All right,
so let's keep moving here. 13 and change past the hour. Speaking of moving, you'll be moving a lot better if you double the amount of nitric oxide in your system. There's a 99% boost in nitric oxide production when you use Superbeets. Nitric oxide is what opens up your arteries, keeps your blood pressure where it's supposed to be, gets blood to your muscles, to your brain, to all the organs, every part of your body. This is a very important thing for a long life and for healthy life, because the blood, as you know, supplies all the nutrients, everything that you need gets to your systems using the blood. So if you're ready to try your own Superbeet Superfood, you call 800-655-4183. Give Superbeets a try. Call 800-655-4183. This will become your new favorite nutrition. You'll share the secret with your friends. Great nutrition, better circulation, a healthier heart, more energy, more stamina. Live your life to the fullest. Call 800-655-4183. You can't argue with success. And these people have been hugely successful in the last 2 or 3 years. So in order to prove the point, call 800-655-4183, order a regular 3-month supply, and you get a 30-day supply free. That comes with your first order, backed up by that money-back guarantee. Receive the free book, Beat the Odds, free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. Whole thing wrapped together is a fabulous package of life and health. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Geico applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to Geico. To prove it, Geico will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with Geico by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Hi, I'm Gary Sinise. Since 2001, the Air Power Foundation has helped so many in our military, from the children of our fallen heroes to our wounded service members and those in our special operations community. That's why I'd like you to join me Saturday, October 22nd at the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport as I co-host the American Airlines Sky Bowl, a wonderful fundraising event in support of the Air Power Foundation, our nation's oldest military nonprofit organization. The evening includes a special dinner prepared by celebrity chef Robert Irvine and finishes with a private concert by country music superstar Tim McGraw. So many in our military have sacrificed so much for our freedoms. I hope you'll consider joining us on October 22nd. Go to skyballinfo.com for more information on how you can attend and support this great event. Again, that's skyballinfo.com. Thank you.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn going through the stories for your review. Number 8 on the list this week is the divorce of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie and what all that has amounted to. I'm not going to put words in my colleague's mouth, but the FBI being involved in this sounds like somebody has dropped something somewhere that ought not to be dropped. I don't get
Well, because I think it happened on a plane.
So what? Yeah,
so that's the jurisdiction.
So why? Why do they have jurisdiction over a family matter, no matter where it takes place?
Well, it's also a private plane. I mean, I would think
it is not my business. The Federal Bureau of Investigation is supposed to represent me in getting the bad guys. What the hell are they doing with Brad Pitt on a plane?
LAPD turned it over to the FBI because
why?
I think it was because it was supposed to be a federal matter if it happens
why?
In the air
because
that's
airports
the airspace.
Are federal space.
Why? Right. Why are they? Okay,
why?
Fine.
Why?
So then you put the FAA.
I don't make the rules.
Who does make the rules? That's the question. Why is there a rule that says the FBI can get themselves involved? I'm paying some investigator to find out why Brad Pitt is an a-hole.
Okay.
I don't need
yoga breathing. Let's tell the story because I think this is the biggest part of the this is the biggest part this week is that if you missed it, Brad Pitt apparently got hammered on an airplane with Angelina Jolie and the kids. And then he started getting abusive with the kids, and that was right before Angelina had filed for divorce. So I don't know, maybe alcohol is an issue. Maybe
I'm guessing he knew she was going to file, and that's why he did this. That would be not the right motivation, but...
Oh, you think this was a reaction?
I think he knew what was going on.
It's a choice to go after the kids.
Of course it is. The guy's an immature jerk. And overexposed, whatever, all of the things you can say that are negative about him. But what business is it of the FBI's? I see no jurisdiction. And if they have jurisdiction, how do they get it? Who's responsible for that outrage? Because I'd rather have the FBI. What do you want, the FBI chasing Brad Pitt or the Daesh terrorists? What do you want? Make a choice.
I say take Brad Pitt down.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. 21
easier to get to.
Take him out.
The Top Radio Countdown. Hey.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Change after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, discussing the top stories of the week. We'll get to the people on the list as well. The week of September 19th, 23rd. Let's see, we've reviewed the sports talk radio stuff, the Emmys, the divorce, and now our refugee policy. The president said this week he wanted to have Congress approve another 25,000 refugees coming to our country. The Congress doesn't seem to be too excited about that, so he's trying to find a way to do it through an executive order. And that leaves us with the question of why do we need to help more people? We have 67,000 coming into this country, I believe, at the moment. That's the number, more than anybody else except the Germans. And you see what's going on in Germany.
Yeah, you see how that's going.
Yeah, that's crazy.
This is so delusional to me that after we see a terror attack happen in New York City and you see the attempted terror plots in New Jersey that have unfolded, and we know that lone wolves are in this country, we know that people know how to kind of game the system to get in and out, to train if they're naturalized citizens or to get in, it amazes me that President Obama would want to cap out. He wants to cap out the refugees that he takes in at 110,000 new people. That is so ridiculous, especially when you consider, and I'm talking about from a humanitarian standpoint now, forget the safety issues that it imposes, but from a humanitarian effort, under UN regulations, you're supposed to resettle refugees as close to their homeland as possible.
Right.
America is not that. Saudi Arabia has empty tents that are just waiting to be filled with refugees, but they won't take them in. Wouldn't it be better, and wouldn't it be more humane to settle people in a country where at least they kind of understand the traditions, they kind of understand the language, there are not all these barriers, you're not throwing them in the middle of Manhattan somewhere, and
or North Dakota.
Why are we not sitting on the doorstep of Saudi Arabia saying, take these people in, even if we have to throw out some cash, let's get somebody else to take them in. That
we're
going to
throw the Saudis some cash?
Look, from a safety perspective and from a security perspective, I would rather, if the United States feels like we have to be involved somehow, I would rather us pay for something over there to get Saudi Arabia to take them in. Obviously, it would be better if you just sit on their doorstep and pressure them to do it, but that hasn't been working.
You make a good point, though, because let's say something catastrophic happened in the United States. Wouldn't we all feel better if we went to Canada? Because we speak the language, they're similar to Americans in that sense. We would feel a lot better going to Canada than if we were shipped over to somewhere in the Middle East. It makes sense.
We can't just pretend. I mean, we've kind of gotten into this globalist mentality because President Obama is a globalist, and we've gotten into this mentality that everybody is the same everywhere. Well, that's not the case. Everybody is not the same everywhere. We have different languages. We have different traditions. We have different laws. And believe me when I tell you, the stuff that's going on over there, we don't think it's okay in the United States. It's really hard to mesh those cultures. You see it in Germany. Women are getting raped on the streets because there's no real borders on how women are treated within some of these communities and religions.
The whole thing is disgraceful. It really is. The whole damn thing is a disgrace and an outrage. Given the fact that we started the problem, that may be what he's trying to convince us of, because even though he won't say it, the acknowledged reason for the problems over there are us, A, not doing anything strongly leadership-wise against Daesh, and B, going back even further than that, the mess in Iraq that we created, and before that, the mess the Europeans created in Iraq because they divvied it up without paying attention to the Kurds and the Shias and the Sunnis. All these tribal realities that nobody paid any attention to, which caused the beginning of the breakup.
He pushed out Assad in Syria, which created the whole thing to begin with.
He kind of started this vacuum with that red line.
It didn't begin there, but it is. And this goes back again to executive order. Whether it's Barack Obama or whoever the next president is or whoever the last president was, at some point in time, it would seem to me, part of a constitutional convention is to understand that we have a representative form of government here, and if the job of the representatives is to represent the point of view of the people that they're serving, not to go off on some half-baked tangent because I want to do it. That isn't what it seems to me our country ought to be about. That's my feeling. 28 after.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 34 after the hour now. The questions and the answers, we're going through the stories from Talkers Magazine as the folks there have done their research to find out what the top 10 items are in conversation on the News Talk Radio circuit, if you will, by listening to lots of stations and hosts, this is a good exercise. Just sort of back to fly into the Brad and Angelina thing. Somebody made the point, this was sort of underscoring, this is beginning to bother me. Who alerted the FBI? They're on a private plane. So was it the pilot? Did we hear that it was the pilot?
Someone on the plane called down to the Minnesota airport. Someone on the crew witnessed whatever happened and called down to the Minnesota airport where they were about to land to refuel. And so from that point on, I guess it escalated. Maybe they eventually called the LAPD, and then the LAPD said, well, this happened in the air, so this has to go to the FBI. We're not sure exactly what the chain of events
could this be perceived as something that would be better for Angelina if she's trying to make it, because the...
Yes.
When I saw some of the speculative entertainment stuff yesterday was that there's going to be a big fight about who gets the custody, which is what...
This will be a piece of it. But don't forget, I mean, if he is beating up one of his kids, somebody better say something.
Well,
I mean, as much as I know that we like to keep these things private, and when they're not violent, I totally agree with you. If he was just yelling and acting crazy, fine. But the fact that if he actually laid hands, or someone thought they laid hands, he laid hands on his kids, you kind of have to say something. I mean, it's inappropriate.
It's true. And, you know, at least all these crews fly celebrities all the time. And discretion and privacy is a huge part of why
Absolutely.
These companies stay in business.
In business.
So if something must have really been surprising to someone on board, and I'm sure they spoke to someone else and got a second opinion in order for them to call the authorities. So something bad happened.
Yeah. And sometimes, depending on how it actually works, whether they own the plane, mm-hmm. and they have the same crew, or they rent the plane. That oftentimes is the case. These people will rent the plane from NetJets or whatever. Mm-hmm. There's three or four different companies that do it, and you pay for them. Either you buy a share of them, use it X number of hours a year, and the pilots work. Most of them are really, in my experience anyway, the people that fly these private jets are oftentimes the best pilots. They are getting paid better than if they work for the airline, and they also are more astute at getting in and out of situations that require some thinking. It's, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm not, this is not about pilots. And listen, there are some situations, your skin would crawl if you knew. Well, I've talked to some pilots about things that have happened in the cockpit that the passenger plane never knew what happened.
Right.
And they ought not to. But, you know, there are some circumstances in which it's kind of like the police officer who's not trained well. You better hope that the guy who's flying that plane or the woman who's flying that plane has got some hours under his or her belt.
I think you're getting experienced flight crews. Like you mentioned, the people that go on to these jobs, these are really desirable jobs to fly celebrities
very
around.
Very good jobs. Very good
And so,
job.
And you can think about the stuff that they see. I'm sure they see a ton of drugs. I'm sure they see a lot of underage stuff. I'm sure they see a ton of sex. I'm sure they, I mean, look, Prince died almost on a flight, and they had to stop and, you know, resuscitate him. I mean, they see a lot of bad stuff happen on planes, but if it that just kind of puts it in perspective. If this was that bad and that crazy for them to risk the fact that they're not going to get to carry Brad and Angelina around anymore, you got to respect that there's an investigation going on, because obviously it had to be that bad for the flight crew to say something.
Where was Prince when he had to go down for... What state was he in?
I have a Prince expert in front of me. Do you know where Prince was?
I thought he was in Michigan, where he landed before he got home to Minneapolis.
And where were these guys when they landed?
Minnesota.
Okay.
Yeah, we're looking to see where Prince was when he actually, like, you know...
I think he may have been in Michigan.
Oh, no. I think it was Illinois, actually.
Quad City. Illinois, yeah.
Okay, that's Illinois, Quad City is Illinois, Iowa, wherever the four states come together. Okay, let's keep moving here. Number six, I'm going to move right over this because
I get
nauseous.
Well, tell us what it is. Before we won't comment on it.
The UN this week and all the posturing and take
President
more
Obama's
refugees.
Last speech. Yada yada. Right, okay. Right.
Okay. Number five, the fellow John Stumpf.
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 I wonder when he introduces himself. He's Stumpf.
Stumpf. I'm sorry, sir. I can't answer that. I'm Stumpf.
I have to wipe my face off from all the spit.
Wells Fargo people, including this guy Stumpf, who's the CEO, got grilled by a bunch of congressmen. The answers were interesting. The story's interesting. But once again, what's Congress nosing around in this war? Haven't they got something better to do, like go home or go campaign? or
not fix the country?
When you see these hypocritical congressmen.
Well, but this doesn't fix the country. This doesn't fix anything.
Right.
That's my point. They should just go on not fixing things.
Who gets to grill Congress when they make these kind of mistakes? How come nobody's questioning them?
Well,
with this
they would tell you, Congressman Terry, what's the Republican's name who grilled Hillary? Terry, somebody or other. What's that guy?
You're talking about Trey Gowdy?
Yeah, Trey Gowdy. Yeah, right. Yeah.
You're just checking.
Him too.
Good old Terry Gowdy.
The way that he, not that it wasn't something that was appropriate, because there were a lot of things in there that were. I'd like to get answers to some of those questions too, even though I'm not in the same league with some of the people who just want to hang Hillary out by her toes. I think there were some interesting questions in that back and forth this week or whenever it was. So, but to continue to look, it's almost like these guys are auditioning for a job at NBC where they gotcha questions, right? We're gonna get you,
right?
Let's get them, and nothing
and
comes.
To call
it's just
them names,
theater.
And they get to tell them how vile they are.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's grandstanding. That's all it is.
They're all
looking to have make the clip of the evening news and have it go viral, and then they become an Insta celebrity. Yeah.
Make sure you vote for me. Okay, let's see. We have time for a break. Let's do one more before we have to take a minute or two. Syrian, the Middle East. I don't want to talk about that because it's all the same stuff. Number three, the terror attacks in New York and New Jersey.
Big story. How quickly we forgot
Minnesota.
That already.
I know. That was gone. First of the week, gone because of more shooting.
The protesters,
yeah.
The protesters, rioters
and
in Charlotte.
And Brangelina.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Right. Okay, so that took care of that. And that,
I think the interesting part about it, I mean, let's give this a little bit of love and attention here. This story is kind of a crazy one, but I think the takeaway here is that in the last, gosh, four attacks on American soil, the FBI has been aware of these people who have perpetrated the attacks. I'm talking about Saeed Farouk. I'm talking about Nidal Hassan, Omar Mateen. Now, this guy, Rahami, the FBI knew about it. The guy's dad actually talked to the FBI saying, yeah, I think my son's a terrorist. He's a pretty bad guy. It amazed me.
I love you too, Dad.
Yeah, I work at my chicken restaurant.
And I'm not criticizing the FBI. I think there's a lot of talented people who work for the FBI. But is it coming from the FBI not investigating further, a Department of Homeland Security, or is there an edict not to investigate because we don't want to jump on people's civil rights?
No, the edict of the FBI is let's go investigate Brad Pitt because that's more important.
I mean, what is the deal here? I mean, this is our most pressing issue from a security standpoint. It certainly isn't Brad. That should be investigated, but it's not the top priority. So how do we fix this? How do we start vetting people? We want to let more people in this country. Do we trust the government to fully vet the people that they want to bring in?
No,
I don't.
Well, they just made 800 people that were supposed to be deported citizens.
Yeah, right.
And they didn't fit under them. And these are people from terror hotbed zones. I mean, this is ridiculous.
See, I think that is more important. If I'm looking at this list of stories, now I'd say this to the folks at Talkers, that fiasco. And that has been underreported like you wouldn't believe. And a lot of the axe grinders on right-wing talk radio are onto it. But in general conversation, because it sounds like it's an axe grind against the administration, this same kind of foolishness could take place whether it's a Republican or a Democrat.
Yeah, I don't care. I just want to know who's dictating it.
Well, this guy, Jay Johnson, why didn't he get fired?
Right.
Well, on the spot!
You know, and Jim Comey, too. I mean, as much as I thought he was a pretty stand-up guy, I mean, what I've seen from him lately has not been James Comey, the head of the FBI. I haven't been super impressed.
It's back to leadership. The guy who runs the IRS, they want to fire him because he's incompetent, and he was supposed to be sent in there to fix the problems. And the guy at Homeland Security is a complete nincompoop. Who'd you just say the guy?
Jim Comey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here's another one. Where do we get these people?
The other thing is, if somebody is like flying back and forth to Afghanistan, and we know that based on their passport that they've been to Quetta, which is a big city in Pakistan, which believe me is not a garden spot. Like, you're not going there to go walk through the gardens, right?
You're going there for training.
There is no spa.
They have their own version of the La Brea.
There are no tar pits. This is nothing. I mean, there's nothing to see.
Hate jihad messages on Facebook.
How does that not get? How do you not get a further look? And I actually interviewed this guy who was a whistleblower that he worked for the Department of Homeland Security, and he came up with the database that identified these people and linked them when they came back in from these terror zones. They were told to stand down. And so he wrote a book about it because he was watching TV one day and he saw the San Bernardino terrorists and he's like, wait a second. I knew those guys. I red flagged them. I remember them. And he was told to stand down by higher ups at the Department of Homeland Security. Good. Unacceptable.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. To quickly review for you, as you're listening to the action and the conversation, who the people are that are in focus, according to the research at Talkers Magazine this week. Colin Kaepernick. I always try to play with that, but I think that's really how to pronounce his name.
Or Colin Kaepernick.
Kaepernick, him too. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie in the number 9 position. John Stumpf from Wells Fargo at number 8. Vladimir Putin, a bad guy from Russia, is in 7. Bashar al-Assad, bad guy from Syria, number 6. 5, Ahmad Khan Rahami, bad guy from Pakistan in America. Bill Clinton, bad guy or not, number 4. Barack Obama, he may be a bad guy too, number 3. Hillary Clinton is in the number 2 position. And Donald Trump is number 1 this week on the list of important people being discussed, the discussables, we could call them, here on the Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, 45 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
No No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
GEICO applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to GEICO. To prove it, GEICO will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with GEICO by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Hi, I'm Gary Sinise. Since 2001, the Air Power Foundation has helped so many in our military, from the children of our fallen heroes to our wounded service members and those in our special operations community. That's why I'd like you to join me Saturday, October 22nd at the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport as I co-host the American Airlines Skyball, a wonderful fundraising event in support of the Air Power Foundation, our nation's oldest military nonprofit organization. The evening includes a special dinner prepared by celebrity chef Robert Irvine and finishes with a private concert by country music superstar Tim McGraw. So many in our military have sacrificed so much for our freedoms. I hope you'll consider joining us on October 22nd. Go to skyballinfo.com for more information on how you can attend and support this great event. Again, that's skyballinfo.com. Thank you.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Granger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Granger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Granger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Granger's got your back. I love Granger. You know why? Because Granger's got my back. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Any Joe Schmo knows GEICO will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy GEICO mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks.
Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up.
Man, I wish I had thumbs.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's finally fall, a time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from Vantage Hotels. Save 20% when you book a room at VantageHotels.com and stay two or more consecutive nights now through October 13th. Enjoy free continental breakfast and internet at most of our 1,200 hotels, including America's and Canada's Best Value Inn. Plus, you'll get instant benefits when you join our rewards program. Fall into savings this season at VantageHotels.com.
Talk Radio Review, the hot hits, Doug Steffen with the stories, maybe the stories behind the stories, top 10 items from the world of talk radio, the top 10 topics, if you will, determined by the folks at Talkers Magazine for the week of September 19th to the 23rd, the sports talk radio world at number 10, all the discussion about kneeling or not to kneel or not to kneel, that is the question. The Emmy Awards and how they didn't do so well in the ratings. At number 9, the divorce of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. Wow, we go all over that one. That's number 8. Number 7, our refugee policy. Does it need to be expanded? No, is the answer. Number 6, what went on at the UN this week? Number 5, the CEO of Wells Fargo, Mr. Stumpf, getting grilled before Congress. The situation in the Middle East, number 4. The terror attacks on American soil, number 3. The police problems in various cities, number 2, and the presidential race, number 1 this week, again, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 48 after the hour. So I'm going to skip right to number 1, the presidential race here for our conversation. And I'm not, the focus that I have on this are the new laws that will create unbelievable confusion on Election Day. 120 million Americans voting rules changing by states and counties, local politics messing things up, and the way people are registered. I just think that this is a complete federal disgrace, national disgrace. And the lawyers that are going to be at every poll, you realize the Republican and the Democratic Party have hired lawyers to be at polls so they can challenge people and their right to vote.
Well, and I think also they realize that it's going to be a lot closer than people thought it would be, especially in states like Ohio and in Florida and the places where that will determine the election and the outcome. And so, yeah, those people are going to be on standby because they want to make sure. Meanwhile, you have the story about the hacking of the emails at the White House, and they're saying about how they need to register new citizens before Election Day to get more votes.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
Veterans of the radio wars, that's where we are here, and we're going to, there's no war involved, this is war and peace, and we're going to bring you a peaceful overview of the top five technology items this week to well foot into our discussions of what's been going on this past week of September 19th to the 23rd. So I'll be the big voice announcer as usual. Victoria Keeley will give you the update on the top five stories, starting with number five.
Well, this week the FDA decided that they have to do something about the opioid use in America, which the opioid overdose epidemic, which it is an epidemic at this point. So they've decided that the best course of action might be an app that helps people geographically find what they call the kill shot, which is a shot of if you've overdosed on an opioid like the way Prince did when they landed his plane and made an emergency landing a week before he died. If you've OD'd on heroin or opioids or other painkillers, then you need a prescription for a drug called naloxone. And it's apparently very difficult to get this prescription. It's a lot easier to get the opioids. And so now what the FDA wants you to do, they want app developers for $40,000, you can win the contest, if you can develop an app that allows someone in distress to look at an app and see geographically around them who has the nearest prescription for the naloxone injection. Which sounds as bizarre as it sounds.
All right. That's it. I'm going to admit to being distracted. I'm just looking at the video of the of this shooting. I have not seen it before. It takes my breath away to look at this.
Uh-oh. I thought you were actually going to say you were looking at the video of the woman who OD'd on opioids in the grocery store yesterday, and her toddler tried to revive her. Mm. So that's literally what the naloxone shot would do in that instance. But it's a terrible, terrible problem.
Right. All right. Let's move to the number four item this week in the world of technology.
And another app that's being described as Waze for groceries. Waze, of course, is the travel and driving app that allows you to see real-time traffic results. This is called Basket, and this is for grocery shopping. And this will tell you, you type in what your grocery list is. You say, I need to get some blueberries, and I need to get some coconut oil, and whatever else is on your list. And it will tell you what the prices are listed at grocery stores geographically around you. And this app has been developed on a real grassroots level. The back end of it has been consumers who are being paid to shop and go and snap photos of the SKUs with their smartphones, and that way they've built up a 900,000 SKU database so far for Basket. And Basket is a free app on iOS and Android.
All right. That's something for you to look for. Number three.
Well, of course, Monday night, the big debate night, and if you're not near a television or if you're not in a bar somewhere watching, you can watch on Twitter now. Twitter has partnered with Bloomberg Media, and they will be live streaming the debates, not just tomorrow night's debate, but they'll be live streaming all of the debates coming up, including the vice presidential debates. So if you're not a Twitter user, you can also go onto YouTube and Facebook. They will also be airing a live stream of all the debates.
All right. That may or may not be exciting. You have to wait and kind of see. Number two this week.
This was a big partnership announcement this week between Tinder and Spotify. And it may sound odd at first, but Tinder is a dating app, and you have your profile set up. You have all the things about you that you would think are appealing to another person, and now you can add your music preferences. So this is actually a really cool thing if you want to link up your Spotify lists, your playlists, with your dating app, and that way you can attract people, and Tinder has now written an algorithm. They will now match you based on your music compatibility. So if you really love country music, they'll assume that you probably want to be with another country music fan. So it'll be interesting to see how people react to this. Some people initially thought this was a great idea, and they love talking about music, and it's a big part of their life and who they are. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's a big compatibility issue. Other people say, I don't want to date someone who has the same music taste as me. That's boring.
All right, number one, actually. This is big, the Yahoo story.
This is huge. 500 million email accounts have been hacked on Yahoo. So if you haven't already reset your password, do it immediately. This is probably going to be a developing story over the next few months. A guy named Peace, which sounds like the opposite of Peace. He's a hacker. He's the one who did it, and he's taking claim for it. And it's not good. So all we know, passwords, dates of birth, and other information have all been compromised.
He's
if you're a Yahoo
sell it
user.
For $1,800, this guy.
Bitcoin.
Yeah. All right, that's the technology news of the week, 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.